Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Can Fuel TV rise from the graveyard of dead channels? 3 years after its owner switched Fuel's action and extreme sports format to Fox Sports 2, Fuel is out for a rebirth via new player Everyday Networks. And check this out, the overseer of Fuel is very alive as Everyday's chief content officer. CJ O'Rourke joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Also ahead, New York Television Festival winners, and do you know your peanuts? Prove it by answering our classic trivia question of the week. That is coming up. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. A very happy All Hallows after you, to you and yours. Welcome to the program All About Television. Delighted that you are aboard. Fun guests coming your way. We invite you to be part of the program, even if you're a ghost. You check us out and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you are catching us across the country or around the universe right here on Blog Talk Radio. We got our chat room going too. Simon Apple 04 by name. You can find it at our homepage. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And our very much alive friend Rick Webb from Philadelphia is joining us live in the room. So use the phone or the room. Either way, we will hear you. And while the program is on the air, you can connect to others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. For over a decade, Fuel TV was Fox's action and extreme sports channel. It did so well that it was copied in versions all around the globe. But then in August of 2013, Fuel was taken out permanently and replaced with Fox Sports 2. Now, Fuel TV is on, maybe, the comeback trail. And it's doing so not by Fox, but by a brand new company they announced earlier this month called Everyday Networks. The former head of programming at MTV, former head of CBS Radio, Andy Schon, is behind it. And our guest today ran Fuel when it was around, and he is now the chief content officer of Everyday. Joining us live from Los Angeles, CJ Olivari. CJ, welcome back. Great to have you.
Thanks, Simon. Good to be back.
What is Everyday's ambition?
We aspire, or are working very actively, I would say, to build an all-screens media company. We believe the vision that we have for the company is the way media companies will look as we head deeper into the 21st century. That is that the consumer wants, in fact, demands access to the content it cares about wherever and whenever, being completely device agnostic.
And where does Everyday see the role of smart TV sets and smart devices like Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Chromecast, et cetera, which it looks like, according to recent surveys, at least half the American population is having?
Yeah, I mean, our view again is that in an environment where cable, satellite, and telco operators have kind of maxed out a ceiling on pricing, where they're delivering 300, 400, 500 channels to consumers, many of which the consumer doesn't really care about viewing, that smart TVs, connected devices like Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and the game platforms all provide an alternative path to providing consumers the content that they want, and that increasingly over time, some consumers will opt, an increasing amount of consumers will opt exclusively for those platforms as their sole in-home viewing experience.
When you decided to take your new role with Everyday, was it with the intention that as part of my job, Fuel TV comes back?
Yes. So I, in July of this year, Everyday Networks acquired the brand and programming assets of Fuel TV through a group that I was involved with based out of Lisbon, Portugal. After I left Fox in 2011 with, you know, the kind of awareness that the writing was on the wall for Fuel as a channel inside of Fox, I began consulting and partnered with the gentleman who I had set up as a licensee in Europe, Fernando Figueiredo, and he's based in Lisbon, Portugal. And we spent a couple of years expanding his business there. And then as it became clearer what the date would be and the direction of Fox Sports 2, and that was going to effectively mean that Fuel TV was going to be shelved in the United States, we approached Fox to acquire the brand and the programming library and close that deal in 2014, late 2014. So we spent the better part of 15 into early 16 really continuing to shore up traditional distribution, exploring digital platform partners, and then, of course, just running our network. So then we joined, kind of came in contact with Andy Schoen, our CEO at Everyday Networks, and his COO, Don Meek, and I, who had worked together 20 years ago in an earlier stage of both of our careers. And we immediately saw a tremendous opportunity by bringing Fuel into Everyday Networks and the philosophy of creating these kind of intersecting communities of passion around vertical content. And so we ultimately closed that deal in July, and I came on board in conjunction with that, not only heading up the content and brand development for Fuel, but also overseeing those responsibilities with regard to Business Rockstars and Planes, Trains, Automobiles, our travel vertical.
So when will Fuel be back at a point where where people can see it? And is it going to be an ad-supported service as it was under Fox and your rule, or is it going to be subscription-oriented? Will it be on smart television sets? What is sort of the game plan for getting a Fuel resuscitated?
Right. Our approach really is how we characterize is we're very promiscuous about how and where Fuel TV content will be accessible to our audience, not only in the U.S. but around the world. The plan for the U.S. specifically is to reintroduce Fuel in the late first quarter of next year via app-based solutions on connected devices. We're continuing to explore opportunities to re-enter the U.S. as a linear channel. But as you and your audience probably know, the environment for independent linear television channels is very difficult, and getting those launches without the leverage of a big media company is very, very difficult. So, you know, if we got linear distribution through a strategic partnership with a big media company, that would be fantastic. But our audience, the core audience of Fuel TV, you know, which is effectively men 18 to 34, is really evolving its consumption behavior pretty radically right now. And they are consuming increasingly more amounts of content on mobile devices, whether that's phones or smartphones or tablets, or through the connected device that I mentioned earlier.
Cito Navarez, formerly of Fuel TV, is bringing back Fuel next year through this company, Everyday Networks. And they're also doing some other services. We'll talk about them in our next segment. CJ Douglas is live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Applebaum here with you. We hope you are having a great, safe, Halloween day so far, and hopefully tonight everything works out weather-wise, people-wise, etc., trick-or-treat-wise, to make your Halloween a great one. If you have a question or comment for CJ, give us a ring, 646-652-2906. And use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Rick Webb, our friend from Philadelphia, is in the room. Friday on the program, we will introduce you to a producer and a filmmaker who wants to do television. And there are a couple barriers in her way. For one thing, she is deaf and hearing impaired. She is one of the very few filmmakers that is deaf and hearing impaired, and she is also a person of color. Her name is Jane Bryant, and we will have her on the program to talk about what the deal is in terms of trying to get deaf and hearing impaired people of color making television in front of and behind the camera. We met at the New York Television Festival. She was one of the big highlights when she spoke up, raised her voice, if you will, at one of the New York Television Festival events last week. Jane Bryant, live with us here in New York, on Tomorrow We Televise Friday, either at 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern Time. That's noon or 1 p.m. Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. CJ, when Fuel TV comes back, how many hours will there be? And what kind of extreme and action sports will be featured?
Well, we have a library of content that's been created over the last 13 years that is nearly 2,000 hours of programming. We're adding to that with fresh original series, acquired series, specials, and films, as well as live events. The sports that we cover include such things as surfing, skateboarding, snowboarding, mountain bike, BMX, motocross, wakeboarding. And, you know, it's interesting to note that now five of those sports will be our Olympic sports, gold medal sports, and with the recent approval of surfing and skateboarding at the Tokyo Olympics, there will be five sports alone at the Tokyo Games that will get a gold medal.
Now, in addition to Fuel, there's at least two other networks or services that Everyday wants to launch, at least in the early term. One is called Business Rockstars, which is already a radio and television destination. So talk about that first. Where is this showing up, and what kind of program is it?
Well, Business Rockstars is a two-hour daily show that's syndicated in about 150 markets throughout the country on AM radio. We are looking at some expansion onto HDFM. We also have a syndicated television show that appears on Biz TV on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, and a weekly one-hour best of the week that is syndicated in multiple markets throughout the country. More recently, we've had some very strong interest from international TV distributors, you know, kind of following on our meetings with them with regard to expanding Fuel, and explaining the overall Everyday Networks business model. We have had significant positive feedback and interest in the launch of a 24/7 linear service around the Business Rockstars theme. So we're continuing to explore that, and it's possible if some of these distribution deals advance reasonably quickly, that we could see a Business Rockstars international channel up by the middle of next year in Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Asia.
Incidentally, with Business Rockstars, is this like a more like a Good Morning America Today type show that deals with entrepreneurs in different ways, whether it's talk, whether it's going out to see what they do with a film or a video crew? And the other thing, too, is there a possibility, let's say, like Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN2, the show could be simulcast on television as it's running on radio?
Right, exactly. So So the kind of point of view for Business Rockstars is really to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs and wantrepreneurs, those people who are already out there trying to build their own businesses, provide them with ongoing inspiration and information about how to do that, and connecting them through social media community and then through various events that we develop, as well as those people who, and particularly in the millennial category, those people who are inspired but have not yet taken action or are trying to figure out how to take action, how to actually get their businesses going. The psychographic mindset is of entrepreneurialism is very deeply embedded in the millennial mindset. I mean, obviously it applies to other generations, baby boomers of all ages. But with this massive, massive population of millennials who are interested in kind of designing their lives, not and around the idea of working to live, not living to work, they are very, very eager to get this kind of content, inspiration, and information.
Well, I welcome guests 880 and 885 into our chat room. You have a question or comment, you can put it in the room at SimonApple04 at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televive. Give us the ring, 646-652-2906. The third service that Everyday wants to do is called Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It sounds like global travel and lifestyle. It's already online. It sounds like from the press release that this could be the first one to really go on because Apple TV, along with Roku and Amazon Fire, have been signed to carry the service in TV form.
Yes, well, just as a point of clarification, Fuel TV is up and running in over 65 countries internationally right now as a traditional television network. We have carriage throughout Europe, Middle East, Africa, and have just kind of planted the flag in Asia. So that is up and running as we speak, and the plans, as I mentioned earlier, is to reintroduce that in the first quarter into the U.S. With regard to Planes, Trains, Automobiles, you're right that it's up and running currently on several connected devices, specifically the Roku box, Amazon Fire, all the and the various stick forms of both Roku and Amazon Fire, as well as Comcast Xfinity on demand. We presently have a block of Planes, Trains, Automobile programming on 14 million seatbacks worldwide of Delta Airlines, and we are looking to expand to additional airlines to provide sampling opportunities to drive people back to our kind of full-time on-demand platforms.
Welcome. Also, just joined us in the chat room, Global Travel and How To, and unfortunately got cut off the full name. So Global Travel, welcome in. If you have a question or comment, put it in that chat room or give us the ring, 646-652-2906. That number's good anywhere to catch us across the country or around the globe on Block Talk Radio. And if you'd like to catch up on all the episodes we have done this month, and we've had some beauties with exclusive interviews with people like Norman Lear, Julie Menon, the commissioner of the New York Mayor's Office of Media Entertainment, the executive producer and creator of Stand Against Evil, which by the way is going to be running tonight on IFC, or a recent episode involving David Jenkins, the creator and writer of People of Earth, which premieres tonight at 9 o'clock on TBS, executive produced by Conan O'Brien and Greg Downs, The Office Fame. Go to our homepage. We've got all the episodes and more. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. You can also find those episodes in podcast form at iTunes.com. And if you have Apple TV 2.0, we were talking about that a moment ago, you can go to the iTunes podcast app, hear and watch the replay in podcast form right there, along with other Blog Talk Radio programs. You mentioned a couple of times, CJ, you would like to see some of these services in linear form. Now, given the fact that Fuel TV was a cable network here in the United States, and a pretty popular one too, have you talked with any of the cable operators or people like DirecTV, Dish, Uverse, WOW, CenturyLink, et cetera, about taking fuel or taking business rock stars or taking planes, trains, and automobiles?
We've had some early stage discussions with some of the existing U.S. carriers. Obviously, there are lots of consolidation discussions going on right now across the industry. They've been going on for the last several years. There's definitely openness to exploring the reintroduction of fuel as a linear channel. There may be a different approach than the traditional sub fee model, and we're talking about kind of what that might look like.
Another possibility, and a growing one, is multicast channels. We're seeing a lot of networks get up there. I just filed a story for Media Village about Sinclair's Comet TV, which they're doing with MGM as a science fiction channel, which is also doing some other programs as well. There's Bounce TV, the African American Network, that's now doing original programming, all sorts of other people too. There's Multicast, which is a service which goes simultaneously on the digital signal of television stations and on cable, in part because of must-carry agreements. Could Multicast be a possibility, at least for some markets?
Oh, absolutely. We think that the digital terrestrial bandwidth is a very, very interesting opportunity. We've had some discussions over the last year or so with several different operators that could provide us access with that as well. It's a really interesting time, Simon, for content creators, content owners, people, and organizations like Everyday Networks, in that the world has kind of opened up in terms of distribution, and that the traditional gatekeepers are of cable, satellite, and telco, or broadcast channel. There are alternate ways to find your audience if you have the ability to build a relevant brand and point of view and create content that that resonates. And that's where we really see our skill set and the sweet spot in the marketplace. With big companies like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon going after the big, broad entertainment end of the market, we're focused more on the kind of the subjects that people are passionate about, that are associated with their unique or special interests.
When fuel comes back in the United States and continues on overseas, as it's been the last 3 years, are there things that you couldn't do for one reason or the other in terms of either sports to cover or push the network into various types of shows, genre shows, that you couldn't do linear for that decade that fuel was on that you can now do? Anything comes
right
to mind?
Well, a couple of things. One is live. We will probably, I know that we are and will do more live programming. It's one of the advantages of being an independent channel and running your own kind of playout facility, which we're already manning 24 hours a day. We have the ability to go live with content. It's much easier for us to do that. And certainly the cost efficiency of going live now versus, even 5 years ago or 10 years ago, based on broader fiber, point-to-point fiber, and then IP-delivered signals, those all provide us with new opportunities to go live. In terms of other genres, content speaking, one of the challenges for the original Fuel was that it was typically characterized as a sports channel and offered on sports or premium tiers. And we have always viewed the channel as a lifestyle channel that connects, you know, in much the same way that music was a filter on youth culture for MTV. We see action sports as a filter on youth culture, and that we have the opportunity to provide a whole breadth range of music, lifestyle-related programming, travel, fashion that are relevant to our audience. But we, you know, kind of had to steer away from that given the kind of the sports pigeonhole that we had to live in before.
CJ, your new company Every Day wants to be a global media programming powerhouse. What other avenues do you see Every Day coming to? And is there a role for your company, even a small role in scripted television?
I don't think we'd ever dismiss scripted. We looked at scripted in the original days of Fuel. Could never make the economics work then. But, you know, the economics of all content creation are evolving quite rapidly right now in the favor of costs coming down. So I would never dismiss that. In terms of other kind of verticals that we would expand on, you know, I think you could look at what we have and look at some of the things that are related in the active lifestyle category that would be potentially along the health, fitness, mindfulness genres. That's another area that we are exploring right now that we find very, very interesting and somewhat underserved from a quality content standpoint. So those would probably be the next targets on the list.
If you want to know more about Everyday Networks and the various services it is out to present in part on smart TV sets and smart devices, including the comeback of Fuel TV, here's where you go online, www.everydaynetworks, that's all one phrase, .com, www.everydaynetworks.com. CJ Lavarez, the Chief Content Officer of Everyday, thank you for coming on. Congratulations on your new role and for the effort to bring Fuel TV back all over the place, U.S. and, of course, while staying on overseas. It's been a pleasure to have you. We would love to have you back as more of Everyday unfolds.
Great. I would love it. Thank you so much, Simon.
You got a date. All the greatest. And happy Halloween, CJ. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
CJ Olivares, Chief Content Officer of Everyday Networks, joining us live from Los Angeles. More tomorrow with televised, but first, some fine words from the wonderful people at Audible.com. Are you a fan of The Twilight Zone? A lot of people are. One of the greatest TV series ever made, and still kicking in reruns all over the place, including sci-fi. Well, you may not know it, but The Twilight Zone drama on radio series, and you can check out that anytime you like through Audible.com. All it takes is a 30-day free trial and making the Twilight Zone radio dramas your audiobook to hear during those 30 days. And all you got to do is go to this URL and make the offer happen. That's audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. That's right. Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. Over 180,000 titles to choose from. Remember, you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio. So, sign up with this URL, audibletrial.com/televised. Get one free audiobook like The Twilight Zone Radio Dramas, which have a great cast along with it, and a one-month trial of the service. And if The Twilight Zone is not your thing, I'm sure there are others that are. That's why they have over 80,000 titles, so you can make it go from any genre or category you like. And, of course, the great customer service is guaranteed because audible.com is owned by amazon.com, a great leader in customer service over El Mundo. So remember, audibletrial.com/televised, audibletrial.com/televised. Get in on a great fan experience that will inspire and entertain you all the way. Audible.com and Amazon Company. When we come back, a full recap of the New York Television Festival winners And onward we go into November. But first we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com, more than 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for Scream at the Screen. That's appropriate for Halloween and any time of the year for that matter. Check out the horror films near you and a lot of great dialogue too. Scream at the Screens, Mondays, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, that's VTR coming your way 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to Marvin Tell Live. Simon Applebaum here with you live from New Webby, New York. 53 degrees at the top of the hour. Delighted you're with us on this All Hallows afternoon. Hope you make it a great and safe one. And before we get to the New York Television Festival winners, a lot of them I might add, and some of them have talent development deals already in their pocket as of Saturday night, let's get into our classic trivia question of the week. If you know the answer, you can win the wonderful new book, Twin Peaks FAQ, based on the popular 1990s ABC mystery drama. Believe it or not, it has been 50 years since the third Peanuts special went on television through CBS. It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Yes, it was that wonderful Halloween tale that's become a holiday classic, not just around this time of year, but any time of year. By the way, ABC ran it a few weeks ago. The first Peanuts special was 50 years ago last year, the classic A Charlie Brown Christmas. So here's our classic trivia question. Name the second Peanuts special. Name the second Peanuts special. Here's a hint. Baseball was the theme. Baseball was the theme. So name the second Peanuts special. What do I have to do to win? Is email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. First correct answer wins Twin Peaks FAQ, published by Applause. So remember, simonapple04@yahoo.com. When you use that email, please enclose your name and your full mailing address. If you don't have email or you feel something better, well, use Twitter, #TWBT. That's Twitter, #TWBT. Twitter option made available by the wonderful people at Hopscotch, the folks that inspire all of you to create your own social soundtrack. And you can learn how at hopscotch.com, www.hopscotch.com. So check that out and be involved by Twitter. That's Twitter, #TWBT. Again, first correct answer. Either way, email or Twitter will win you Twin Peaks FAQ published by Applause. If you just came in and just missed the question, no problem. I'll post it tomorrow morning on my Facebook page and on my own Twitter hashtag. That's at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's at UBC Simon, TWBT. So remember, either way, email or Twitter, in order to win, you got to be in. So be in and win. That's the name of the game, and we invite you to play it, and play it powerfully. Well, this past Saturday night, the New York Television Festival ended its 2016 run, a great, great week at various places in the midtown of New Webby, New York. And we want to give you the rundown of the winners and also let you know which of those 63 independent pilot competition contenders won special program or network development deals. First of all, the best comedy winner was Poor Todd out of Los Angeles, California. The best drama came out of Queens, New York, called According to My Mother, a modern take on a family drama featuring a young gay Korean American living in New York and a disapproving devout Christian mother who moves in with him and changes everything. By the way, Poor Todd was all about a self-proclaimed low-maintenance pediatric dentist and her long-suffering earning Minchie husband, who deal with everything from humorous daily munitions, or minutiae, to major life struggles like, oh, money, career, life insurance, and maybe potentially kids. The best short-form comedy series, Textbook Adulthood, also out of Los Angeles, California, about two SAT tutors who wanted the transitional job they started in their 20s, has turned into a very sad career a decade later. The short-form drama series winner went to Hear a Story, a relationship drama following two transgender women in L.A. The best unscripted series, Comedy Days, from Los Angeles, a twist on the home improvement genre, and the best animated series, Fire on Mars, also out of L.A., about somebody that's fired from their graphic design job on Mars with no way to get home. The best comedy actor, Keith Powell for Keith Broke His Leg. Best actor in drama, Daniel Isaac for According to My Mother. Best actress in comedy, Julia Madsen for Brooklyn Sound. More about that show in a moment. Best actor in drama, also from Her Story, Angelica Ross. The best writing went to Adam Weinstock and Annie Jones for On the Bright Side. A tie, rare in this deal, for best director. For best director, Sung Jo-Ah and Jasper Binning for Doomsday. By the way, that was also shown at ITCSS. which won, by the way, the Best Drama Awards there up in Dover, Vermont a few weeks ago. And D.W. Watson for That's My DJ. And Brooklyn Sound also won a Best Ending Award. A special award voted by television critics around the country went to The Worst Husband, created by Steve Delirian of Los Angeles, California. About Vance Johnson, a decent guy who's newly married, new to the suburbs. He's confronted by judgmental neighbors, conservative in-laws, and noisy, nasty co-workers. However, his good deeds somehow get twisted and misunderstood, comes across looking like the worst guy ever. And in fact, that also won the Best of the Festival. So congratulations to Steve Delirian and his crew for The Worst Husband. Also, for the first time this year, individual scripts were submitted separately from the pilot competition, and the winner came out of Brooklyn, New York. Her name is Christina Brosnan for a pilot called Medium Well about Marjorie, who has spent the last decade as an assistant to a celebrity chef and a wife to her high school sweetheart. Now in her 30s, she's finally ready to admit that she wants a culinary career of her own. Oh yeah, and a divorce too. And now let's tell you who won development deals from various places among the pilot contenders. From Bento Box, the animation folks by Bob Burgers on Fox, it went to Limited Space out of Los Angeles from Tiffany So and Sally Tsunami. These are college students, by the way, who put this program together. Brooklyn Sound, we just talked about a moment ago, won the Comedy Central Development Award. They're getting the folks behind this show, including Judy Matson, who, as I said, was the Best Actress Comedy winner, are getting a nice development deal with that network. IFC, formerly the Independent Film Channel, the folks that are always on, slightly off, well, they selected two winners. But they're saying both from Brooklyn, Door on the Left from Caddy Skelton, and the animated E. Coli High from Kevin Barker and Ben Miller. 1X, which is a division of TV One and its parent company Radio One, Chad Jackson out of Los Angeles, California. Pop, the network behind the upcoming series with Ali Wentworth, Nightcap, picked up a pitch deal from Madeline Walter and Paul Welsh, also in Los Angeles. Red Arrow Entertainment, the development company, production company, did their thing for In Life Crisis out of Montreal, Quebec. And the winners there are producers Eli Battalion and Jamie Elman. Tesso, the over-the-top programming service there on smart TV sets and devices from NBC Universal, went to Jasta and Shasta out of Brooklyn. So congrats to the folks behind that. Super Deluxe, another Brooklyn winner, Megan O'Neill. And finally, True TV, the nonfiction humor network, did their thing with a project called Comedy Digs that won the Best Comedy Award. Also got a green light deal from True TV, and they will develop a project in conjunction not only with True TV, but the production unit at the New York Television Festival. This is the Jams earlier this year, presented by Netflix. And finally, from West Palm Beach, California, Joseph Gabino and Erica Hart get a pitch deal from WeTV. And in addition to all of that, the local chapter, New York Women in Film and Television, awarded a platinum membership to Alex Trow and Katie Gibson in recognition of their work on the pilot Inappropriate Jane Austen. And one more thing. There was supposed to be a winner by Participant Media for the Works in Progress competition. A number of pilots were entered. And unfortunately, no winner was announced, but we'll stay in touch and see if someone does. So once again, congratulations to all the winners of the New York Television Festival's Independent Pilot Competition. Everyone who got a development deal, everyone who participated, Terrence Gray, Aaron Day, everyone involved in the festival. And we hope in the next few weeks to bring you some of those winners right here on Tomorrow We Televise. And we're also going to try to get the folks from Brooklyn Sound who got the Comedy Central Development deal next week or the following weeks on BK Live. That's the weekly show that I do, usually on Mondays, on Brick TV here in the New York area. Brick TV is made available on Fios TV all over New York City, in Manhattan and Brooklyn on Charter, in Brooklyn on Cablevision Systems and RCN, and throughout the country at youtube.com/BrickTV. That's youtube.com/BrickTV. So stay tuned. We'll have more details as November unfolds. And again, I want to thank CJ Olivares from Everyday Networks for joining us today on today's edition, this All Hallows Eve version. We'll be back to you on Friday, and coming up then, we will have a very interesting guest. Her name is Jane Bryant. She was at the New York Television Festival, and she had something to say about the lack of deaf and hearing-impaired filmmakers in front of and behind the camera. And why she said it? Because she is deaf and hearing-impaired. But that's not stopping her from trying to get a television series on the air. Jay Bryant will join me. That's Friday, either at 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern, noon or 1 p.m. Pacific, right here on Marvin Televised. That will depend on another guest that we get. So stay in touch on our Facebook and Twitter pages, and we'll let you know who will be coming aboard. Remember, if you missed any part of today's show, or you want to catch up on an incredible October of episodes that we've had, from Norman Lear to the folks behind shows like Berlin Station, Graves, Eyewitness, Stand Against Evil, which is on tonight on IFC. People of Earth, which is on tonight on PBS. I'm sorry, on TBS. Judy Mann of the New York Mayor's Office of Media Entertainment, and many, many more. Go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget to check out the podcast version, available 24/7 at iTunes.com. And if you have Apple TV 2.0, go to the iTunes podcast app. You can hear and watch not only our show, but other Blog Talk Radio shows as well. And by the way, if you don't have Apple TV 2.0, check it out. Go to an Apple store near you or order it online. And remember, we love hearing from you, so email us, simonapple04@yahoo.com. simonapple04@yahoo.com. Please include your name and where you're from. That's how you get involved in our classroom request of the week. We also have a feature called The Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like you think doesn't get enough attention by everyone involved and the media too? Well, let me know. We'll showcase it, and if we do, you, of course, will get the credit. simonapple04@yahoo.com. You also find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. And remember, we love hearing what you have to say because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams, Andy Toad's Blog Talk Radio's general manager, the creator and chief of this very enterprise, Mr. Alan Levy. Tomorrow's show was brought to you today by Audible.com, an Amazon company. Remember, to get a book and a free trial, go to audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. You will be so happy you did. For Tomorrow's Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Make it a great and safe Halloween. If you're with kids, make sure you watch out for them. Make sure you watch out for the treats they get. Don't have this be a tricky Halloween and maybe a dangerous one. Make it a great and safe one wherever you are. We are back Friday, either 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern, noon or 1 p.m. Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.